An indigenous leader who speaks about cultural awareness around the region believes the Chippewa name does not need to be removed. George Cucci was reacting to a recent Chippewa survey asking for community input into changing the name of the school. This input will help the committee to select a name that emphasizes positive relationships with all members of the education community and fosters an engaged and inclusive school climate, says a news release from the Near North School Board. Cucci is a member of the Red-Tailed Hawk Clan and has served this community and those in the surrounding areas for over 30 years as a police officer, and in retirement, he's continued his passion for helping people by creating a company called Red-Tailed Hawk Training and Consulting, with the focus of teaching a cultural awareness about Indigenous people. See related. George Cucci named as first Indigenous member of GPPS spiritual team. See related. Teaching Indigenous culture a passion for George Cucci. Cucci believes the Near North Board is falling behind the other local school boards. Scholard has been doing all this work, working with Indigenous people. Their programs are all so solid, but when it comes to the public board now they are thinking they have to do something and they have jumped to the conclusion before they even went to Nipissing First Nation, whose traditional territory was North Bay many years ago. And really, have they asked them? Have they engaged in anything? But they haven't as far as I know. See related. Got an idea to rename Chippewa School? Regardless, Cucci feels there still needs to be work done in the community. Let's take the opportunity to get something positive out of it, he said. Let's recycle whatever they saw as negative and make a positive out of it. Keep the school's name Chippewa. When we are talking about truth and reconciliation, so how do we come up with a different name that represents the city, the culture of Indigenous people, so it becomes a positive thing and is not a negative? Cucci does admit cultural awareness seems to be improving. We are doing a good job comparing North Bay to other cities by leaps and bounds when it comes to trying to learn about the culture, he said. On April 12, the Chippewa Naming Committee will shortlist 5 names and will put them out for feedback in another survey, which will be open from April 13 to 20.